Now, U.S. President Barack Obama has condemned the Tuesday killing of the three Muslim students in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. In his first comment on the killings, Obama slammed the murders as brutal and outrageous. He stressed no one in America should ever be targeted because of, quote, who they are, what they look like, or how they worship. Obama had come under sharp criticism for his silence of the murder of the three young Muslims by their neighbor. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, through his spokesman, expressed his sadness over the murders but stopped short of condemning the incident. Ban also called for a full probe into all aspects of the incident. The FBI has launched an investigation to determine whether federal laws have been violated. The victims' families are demanding a hate crime investigation.
The college town of Chapel Hill in North Carolina has been rocked by the triple homicide of young Muslim students who were shot in the head by a neighbor on Tuesday. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks surrendered to police after killing Dia Barakat, his wife Yusor Abu Salha, and her sister Razan in their home. Police have said they will examine all motives, but their initial move was to launch a homicide investigation, saying a parking dispute led to the deaths. The family of the victims has rejected the parking row statement by officials, saying it was a hate-motivated crime and had to do with Islamophobia. Hicks is said to be an atheist, with a record of posting anti-religious statements, quotes and cartoons on social media. Based on the assailant's history, the Council on American-Islamic Relations has called on authorities to quickly address speculations of a possible biased motive. It's urged the federal and law enforcement authorities to investigate the recent slayings and the rising anti-Muslim rhetoric in the American society.
It's more than a hate crime. It's premeditated murder. This is not a something that's done that hasn't been thought out, hadn't been planned. This is an ongoing process, and it's justified in the media by portraying Muslims as the constant villain in world affairs.
Nearly 7 million Muslims reside in the U.S. Some Muslim leaders have said the recent Chapel Hill shooting is a reflection of wider Islamophobia and anti-Muslim hostility in the U.S., warning it could spread fear among Muslim Americans. Latest reports suggest that anti-Muslim crimes are 5 times more common in the U.S. nowadays than they were prior to the 9/11 attacks in 2001. Back in 2007, more than half of all American Muslims said it was more difficult to be a Muslim residing in the U.S. after the 9/11 attacks.
The problem is the climate of Islamophobia. The climate is movies. The climate is textbooks. The climate is television programs, news reports, and how they're adjusted and shaped and formed to portray Muslims in a certain way. That this is perception management gone awry. This is image management gone awry.
The execution-style killings of the three students have sparked uproar worldwide, particularly from the Muslim world. Many people have accused Western media of often being biased in covering stories related to Muslims. They say the story hardly received any attention on U.S. national media as the victims were Muslims and the assailant an American. They've predicted that prosecutors will likely label Hicks as mentally ill. What if the same crime were carried out by a Muslim, it would be immediately considered a terrorist act. Many analysts believe authorities should be quick to adopt precautionary measures and bring hate crime perpetrators to justice before the situation spirals out of control across the multicultural nation.
Let's discuss this issue further and go to Detroit and talk to Muhammad Elahi, Imam of the Islamic House of Wisdom. Welcome to the program, sir. Imam Elahi, why do you think Barack Obama was so late in condemning these killings and the UN chief's reaction so lame by only expressing his sadness?
Well, I'm glad that finally he said it. As we say, late better than never. And I hope that the president and his administration monitor the investigation. What we are looking for is justice. And I think that what the families of the victims are saying is absolutely right and makes sense. If it is not an act of terrorism, an act of hate crime, an act of Islamophobia, so what is it? So when we ever heard that someone goes and destroys three innocent souls just for parking problem. If they would say that, well, this guy was mentally ill, and especially his background that he was in prison two times, then the question is that how could he get the license for carrying gun? So it is a very complicated situation. And we cannot say that, well, this is a crime like any other crimes happen every day in the United States. It's not that these three people, Dhia and Yusor and Razan, they were in wrong place and wrong time. They were in their house, their apartment, next to the University of Chapel Hill. And this evil criminal, he went to their house and he killed them like in ISIS style of execution and with the same crazy mentality. So we are very sad. It is tragic. There are three young people. They were Muslims, they were Americans, they were committed to their faith and to their community and country. They were role model, they were promising. They were hoping that they can change the world, not through war and violence, but through their love and passion and sacrifice and education and sharing and hearing and caring for other people and serving humanity everywhere in the United States, Muslim communities, in universities, non-Muslims, are holding candlelight vigils, prayer vigils. Indeed. And we, in the, as a matter of fact, Islamic House of Wisdom, this Sunday at 11 o'clock, we have announced a public prayer vigil to honor the memory of these innocent young Muslim American, Arab American students.
Well, Imam Elahi, with violence and hatred increasing against Muslims in the West, just how safe is it for Muslims to go about their daily lives? And basically, how sustainable do you think this anti-Islam atmosphere in the media can be, if not worsen?
Well, this is really a warning. This is a wake-up call for everyone that if such a thing can happen, a criminal can go to a condominium in a safe, peaceful area in Chapel Hill University and open the door and kill innocent people that they are just students and trying to help the homeless, the hungry, the refugees, and care for human rights and human beings. If this can happen in such a place and such people, then this is very, very warning, very critical. It is a challenge for everyone. So criminals like Craig Hicks should not be free, and especially with guns. And what really added more salt to injury was the statement that his wife made, Karen, when she said that, well, my husband was a champion of individual rights. He was not a champion. He didn't care about individual rights. He was a criminal. In reality, the champions of individual rights were those three people, Dhia and his wife, Yusor.
Right.
And sister-in-law, Razan. They were the real one. So that is why we need to have more dialogue and more conversation in nationwide, and to see that how can we prevent things like this to happen, because this is not just a normal crime that may happen in like downtown Detroit where security is low. It is a very, very serious crime that should be taken very seriously. And I hope now that President Obama express his solidarity with the family and condemn this this crime, and mention that it is about human life, and human life is human life. It is not indeed about color or class or nationality or race. It is about dignity of human beings, and every life matters, whether it's white or black or Muslim or non-Muslims. It matters, and I hope that we increase this awareness and this dialogue around the nation.
All right. Mohammed Elahi, Imam of Islamic House of Wisdom from Detroit, thanks for your time there, sir.